Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back to IMO, the show that, of course, stands for In My Opinion. It's where I take news from all over the interweb nets, put it on a piece of paper, and then ask your opinion. It's so simple. It's so, so simple. How lovely. Wonderful, wonderful idea. So, I have some great stuff coming up in today's show. My top story today, I was talking about it with Chip and Spud before the news. It's all about a Florida man who has unfortunately died due to being attacked by his exotic pet. I know, very normal. And we're going to be talking about how that even came about, what the pet actually was, and we're going to be talking about whether it actually makes sense to have an exotic pet and whether people should really be allowed to have exotic pets. I've also got a pointless poll on the way. It's all about the new Star Wars trailer. If you haven't seen it, what are you doing? But it's teased a lot of stuff. It's quite exciting. Loads of people are excited about it. So we're going to be asking an interesting question to do with that. I also have a tune of the week on the way from Parcels, a lovely disco-y sounding tune. So that's something else for you to look forward to. Loads of great things on the way. But I hear you ask, how can I get in contact and let you know what I think? Well, you can let me know in a number of ways. Primarily, of course, it's through social media. If you just search for Vectis Radio on Twitter and Facebook, you can find us. I'll be posting questions to Twitter throughout the show, and the post about today's top story is already up on the Facebook page. If you want to send me a text, the number for that is 60777. That's 60777. But if you start that message with BR6TT, it will come through to the nerve center. But if you don't, who knows? It may end up in that black hole image that got released this week. And, of course, if you want to do it old school, the email address is studio@vectisradio.fm if you want to get in contact. So, without further ado, let's jump into today's top story all about exotic pets and whether that is a good idea or not. So, welcome to part one of IMO, the show that, of course, stands for In My Opinion, where I talk about news and stuff. So, the top story today, it's one of these, it's strange. There's kind of like a format of news stories. There are a lot of strange things going on in Florida by the sounds of it, but this is just one of them that I wanted to talk about today. So, a Florida man has been killed by his exotic pet. Now, that headline itself is quite shocking, but the 75-year-old man was attacked by his it's a large flightless bird, essentially, which he owned, a bit like an ostrich. I had a look at some images of it online, and it is a bit like an ostrich or an emu, not the puppet. This huge flightless bird that can weigh up to 100 pounds or 45 kilograms if you're into metric systems. It can run up to 30 miles an hour, which is quite fast, faster than I can run, certainly, faster than many things. But this man in Florida, unfortunately, he died from his injuries inflicted by the bird, which has 5-inch claws on each foot. Now, you may think that this is, why has he got this giant bird? This can't be normal. This can't be like, this is just a bizarre story that kind of leaves you speechless. But apparently local newspapers in America have been reporting that this man had kept exotic animals for years, including llamas. I mean, with the original kind of like lead into that story, you'd think that, he just picked it up and it had just done this on like the first few days. But by the sounds of it, this person has experience with exotic animals and has still suffered because of it. And I thought it was such an interesting thing because exotic animals, exotic pets, are a bit of a contentious issue, I think, at the moment, because there are some people who are just like, yeah, I have a snake. People have snakes. I think Chip was talking about the snake that he has. That's fine. And they were saying that, yeah, that's fine. But then on the other hand, there are some people that take it way too far. I think, like, in a lot of cases, it's in the States. But who have, like, tigers and these like, giant flightless birds as pets. And it does kind of leave me a little bit confused as to why this is kind of allowed. Because I feel like these animals are being very badly treated by kind of being put into these homes. I mean, in the case of some, there may be, like, where it's, like, circumstances where it's fine, but in other instances and with other animals, it's really kind of makes you go, ooh, yeesh, kind of when you hear about it. So the question I wanted to ask the lovely people listening today is, should the selling of exotic pets be banned? It's quite a provocative, I'm going to stir the pot today. Should the selling of exotic pets be banned? That is the big question I'm asking today on today's top story about this Florida man who unfortunately died after being attacked by his exotic pet. You can let me know what you think about this, exotic pets in general, or whether you think it should be banned or not. Let me know any thoughts you're having via all the usual ways. Through Facebook and Twitter is the primary way, of course. You can just search for Vectis Radio. You'll find some posts at the top of our feeds. If you want to send me a text, the numbers for that are as follows. 60777, that's 60777 for the texts. But if you want to send that through to me, you need to start that message with BR6TT. Otherwise, it goes into a black hole somewhere. And, of course, if you're doing it old school, you've got your laptop up or you can do emails on your phones. Ooh, fancy. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. If we get some interesting responses coming in, I'll be sharing them in the second half of the show and just having a little bit of a chat, a little bit of a discussion, talking about our different thoughts, reactions about whether the selling of exotic animals should be banned or not. So, I think it's about time we had a little bit of a break while we all process all that and come to our own conclusions. Let's have a listen to John Newman. This is a new track, I think. It's called Feelings. Hope you enjoy it. Tune of the Week on the way.
Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to IMO. Now, this is the part of the show where I announce the results of last week's pointless poll. That, of course, is the bit of the show where we poll the audience on a pointless topic. So, last week's results. So, I'm having a look on Twitter at the moment, and it seems all rather one-sided. I was asking an Easter-themed question last week. I was saying the Easter bunny and the Easter chick have become the symbols of Easter in modern times, but which is the best? Which is the definitive Easter animal? And I gave the options of don't flap, bunny is best, or hop on, the chick rules. And on Twitter, by the looks of it, it's conclusively in the hands of the bunny. So on the island, Twitter users have said that the bunny is the definitive Easter animal. And to be honest, I'm inclined to agree with them. Let's pop over to Facebook. And oh yeah, I can see it's another win for the bunny here on Facebook with 68% of the Facebook poll and thrown for the chick. And that is another complete waste of time. But let's see what we are going to be asking this week on the pointless poll. So, this week on the pointless poll, it's all about Star Wars. You know how it goes. So the teaser trailer installment in the Star Wars series of movies, The Rise of Skywalker, was released last week. And that's the only really way I can describe it. They've teased a lot of stuff. The producers, I think, have confirmed the return of Emperor Palpatine, which is interesting to say the least. Quite an ominous cackle was in the trailer. So that's it's all very exciting. Everybody's getting on the hype train, as it's sometimes referred to. But after the mixed response to the last installment, The Last Jedi, the 2-minute trailer has left fans with lots of questions. And as I just said, the producers have confirmed the return of Palpatine. It's a very simple question this week. Are you excited for the new Star Wars film? Yay or nay? The poll will be going up on Twitter and Facebook, and it will stay there for the entire week. How lovely is that? You can take your time on this. Think about it throughout the week. Let me know. And the results will be announced in next week's show. I can't decide whether I'm excited or not because I'm worried it's going to be disappointing. Because sometimes trailers, they build it up to be something that it's not. But there's so much good stuff. I don't know. The poll, it will be going up, on Facebook and Twitter. It will stay there for the week. I'm enjoying this one. I'll be interested to hear your thoughts on this one. People tend to get fairly heated when talking about Star Wars. We'll find out what the island thinks next week.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back to part two of IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. It's where I take news from all over the internet, put it on a piece of paper, and then ask what you think about it. So, I've been checking the boards and all of the interesting things, but I'm still taking some responses for the top story today, all about the Florida man who was attacked by his exotic pet. I was asking, should the selling of exotic pets be banned? You can let me know your thoughts on that on Twitter, Facebook, text and email. But I think we have about time for a little bit of a bonus story. So today's bonus story is all about the moon. The big rock in space, not made of cheese, unfortunately. Would have rather had some cheddar or imagine a giant ball of mozzarella. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. A privately funded unmanned lunar lander has unfortunately crashed onto the moon. A couple of groups from Israel are behind the lander, and it said that a malfunction caused the main engine to shut down 14 kilometers above the lunar surface. Pretty annoying. Not really much else to say about that, but apparently early assessments have revealed that the faulty component wasn't the British-made engine. By the time that scientists had restarted the engine, it was too late to slow down. And it's just kind of one of those things where you just go, oh, kind of like a dull moment. But I thought it was an interesting thing to share because obviously we all make mistakes, things happen, and we all need to just kind of move on, kind of be able to take those hits as they come and move on and succeed. I don't know why I decided to become an inspirational speaker for about 30 seconds there, but let's move on. But the question I had on this was there are so many attempts to get a kind of manned space flight back at the moment. There's SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, firing cars into space, building all sorts of crazy science and engineering to do these things. And there's all sorts going on. But the question I wanted to ask was, do you think we'll see a man on the moon again or on Mars in our lifetimes? That's the question I'm asking you today. For the bonus story, you can let me know via all the usual means. Twitter and Facebook is where it's at. You can just search for Vectus Radio. If you want to send me a text, the numbers for that is as follows. 60777 is what you need. But before you send that message to 60777, start it with BR6TT, because if you don't, it'll end up in the black hole. And it'll come right through to the nerve center. If you're doing it old school, of course, as always, the email address is studio@vectusradio.fm. Now, it's about 8 minutes to seven. It's gone very quickly again. I hate it when it does that. It's gone very, very quickly, but I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. I will be back next week with another load of nonsense news and other bits and bobs, I guess. And That is what you have to look forward to next week. More nonsense from me. But if you're still here on Vectis Radio, there is no need for you to twiddle that dial. I see you. I see you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because Marco is in the wings waiting to come in to do the Mod Anthems show from 7 until 10. And if you're staying up really, really late, there's all sorts. There's the Overnight Express. Nothing but music. There you go. All sorts of great stuff on the way very late at night. But if you are waking up early in the morning, we've got Hello Vectis from 7. And of course, Dom is back on The Breakfast Show from 8. And that is it. Without further ado, I will bid you farewell for this week. I will be back next week, as I said, about 90 different times with more nonsense on next week's IMO show. But to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here is Lewis Capaldi with Grace. Great song. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. I hope to see you there.